6-point meditation. Let's start by establishing our meditation posture. Make sure that you are comfortable and that your hands are resting comfortably in your lap. You may wish to place a cushion in your lap to rest your hands on. This will help to keep your chest open and expansive rather than closing it up due to the downward drag of the weight of the arms and hands. Take in a few slightly deeper breaths than normal and feel your body relaxing on each out breath. Feel your shoulders relaxing. Then allow your breath to return to normal. Gently take your mind around your body and check that your posture is stable and you have a sense of being grounded. Check that your spine is straight and resting naturally. Your spine has a natural S shape to it, so you do not want to be ramrod straight. Rest into its natural curve. If sat on a chair, you might like to sit a little forward of the back of the chair, unless you have lower back problems, of course. Then by all means, rest against the back of the chair or place a cushion there. Make sure that your feet are planted firmly on the floor. If you can't reach the floor, you may place a block or cushion there for your feet to sit on. Check your shoulders. Let go of any tension on each exhalation. Check that your head is balanced. Imagine that you are supporting the sky with the top of your head. Now close your eyes or half close your eyes and let your gaze fall gently a few feet in front of you. There should be a sense of quiet dignity about your posture. Bring your attention to your breath, going in and out. Notice where the process of breathing impacts on your body. Where do you feel it the most? Do you feel it at the nostrils or the chest? Or do you feel the rise and fall of your abdomen most strongly? Can you get a sense of the breath in the back of the body? Can you notice how the breath impacts on the whole of your physical being? It's like an ocean swell, rising and falling on each in and each out breath. Just stay with the breath for a few moments. If at any time during this meditation your mind wanders, this is okay. Just acknowledge this and bring it back to the breath. Use the breath as an anchor for your awareness every time your mind wanders, and then return it to the focus of the meditation. Now take your awareness to the crown of your head, where we find the crown chakra, Sahasrara. If you have second degree Reiki, you may like to visualize symbol number one at the crown, but this meditation works just fine without the symbol. Now place your awareness into the flow of energy at your crown. Notice how it moves and changes, how it fluctuates. Really try to go deep into the sensation of energy at the crown. If you don't notice any sensations, this is okay. Just keep your awareness at the crown for a few moments. If you wish, you may visualize a stream of energy coming into your crown from the universal energy field. Try to get a sense of the feeling of energy at the crown chakra. Stay with this for a few moments. Now take your awareness down to the third eye chakra, Ajna. Again, if you have second degree, you may place symbol one at this point. Place your awareness into the experience of energy at the third eye. See how it moves and changes, how it fluctuates. Have a sense of the energy of the universe coming in through the crown and now down to the third eye. Really go deep into the sensation of energy at this chakra. Again, if you don't notice any sensations, this is fine. Just keep your awareness at the third eye for a few moments. Now take your awareness down to your throat chakra, Vishuddha. See the stream of energy from the universe coming in through the crown, down to the third eye, and now down to the throat. Place symbol number one there if you wish and are able to do so. Notice how the energy changes, moves, and fluctuates. If you don't feel any sensations, just keep your awareness at the throat for the time being. If you do feel the sensations of energy at the throat, then try to go really deep into that experience if you can. Now take your awareness down to the heart chakra, Anahata. Place symbol number one there if you wish. Be aware of the flow of energy from the universal energy field coming in through your crown chakra, through your third eye chakra, your throat chakra, and now down to your heart chakra. Notice the sensations of energy at the heart. Going deep into that experience, noticing how the energy changes, moves, and fluctuates. Really feel yourself merging into that experience of energy at the heart. If you don't notice any sensations, this is perfectly okay. Just stay at the heart for a few moments. Now from the heart chakra, take your awareness up to your shoulders and down the nadi channels in your arms to your palms. Try to get a sense of the energy moving down your arms. You may wish to see symbol number one spiraling down the arms to the palms as you slowly take your awareness along the nadi channel. Then place your full awareness into your palms. Notice the energy moving and changing, increasing and flowing at your palms. You could see symbol number one spinning in all directions at once in the palms. Stay with this experience for a few moments. Now just bring your awareness back to your breath. Notice your breathing. Breathing in and breathing out. Feel the effects of your breath within your body. Slowly bring your consciousness back into the room that you are in. Become aware of your physical body and your connection to the earth. And you may open your eyes in your own time when you are ready.